beer and a Ruby Murray.
Oh, you've tubbed up rice.
I've had a right enough of you and your Dawsons.
Oh, she sells seashells down at the Michael Barrymore.
I'm so sorry, Rob.
I parked it at the Kyber Pass.
Liberace.
Can you add a manoeuvre with Rob Bollocks?
Mr. Bollocks, good morning.
Good morning. I've just swivelled round and looked at that.
You did. You pivoted, you swivelled.
And that is what a beautiful day.
Through the lush and healthy tree.
Yeah.
Which is, will soon lose all its leaves.
We'll be able to see things out
the window. Yeah, and we'll be able to see the building that's been built on the sly behind it over summer. But hey, it's a beautiful day.
Fantastic day.
Why on earth you'd be wearing a yak ear coat, Tess?
It's cold. It's chilly.
Right. Before I get into it, a quick shout-out to Spoon, a friend of mine.
Spoon the cutlery or Spoon?
No, Spoon, he is a BFM listener.
Hello, Spoon.
He's a lorry driver in and out of his cab, and I saw him this morning, said hello, so I said hello back. Right, now, I've gone to this seventh book of QI.
What do you mean the seventh book?
It's the seventh one.
It's
my
like
Bible.
Seventh seal.
The seventh book of QI. I'm actually going round and knocking on people's doors now. With my seven books of QI.
Just with facts.
And just saying, listen.
He's just cold calling people with facts.
Yeah, forget the Bible, because that's not an instruction manual. It's read this.
Yep.
So I've gone for a real good.
What have you gone for?
I've gone for a fantastic spread of stuff here.
I bet you have too.
I've gone now for words that we have no equivalent in the English language, I don't think, anyway. These are foreign words. So I'm actually really putting myself out there trying to pronounce some of these things. So I'm testing myself. I thought, okay, why not?
Right.
Okay, going to start off with Skafskald.
Skafskald?
Skafskald, which is...
Skafskald.
...is Icelandic for someone who puts their poems in a drawer rather than publishes them.
Oh, you so, Skafskalder.
Obviously, it must happen a lot in Iceland.
Like a shy rapper.
Because they've got nothing to do.
Oh, yeah.
So a lot of people must have done it. That's my whole point with this. A lot of people must have done this for them to make a word up
there's
about it.
There's a lot of poetry dumping. That's what you're saying. Just
no TV because it's dark.
And really, it's dark for ages too. This is the thing. And they run a slower paced lifestyle in the Scandinavian countries. And they're happy with that. And I just wonder whether the poetries must have been pretty average. Publish them if they're any good, wouldn't you?
Yeah, well, you don't know.
Unless they're really dirty.
So that's a brilliant one. Sisu is Finnish.
Sisu
is Finnish for indomitable courage and persistence in the face of adversity. I thought that was quite a good one.
So if someone just does something amazing, you go, well, Sisu is. Sisu. Once again, Sisu.
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 S-I-S-U.
Like four letters.
Yes, yeah,
cover that whole
that
description.
Loganonimosis.
Loganonimosis
is an obsessive searching for a forgotten word. Loganonimosis.
Loganonimosis.
This is a really good one.
That's more words than you would be searching for.
Yeah.
Loganonimosis.
Yeah. Oh, that's
what's that guy doing? He's just suffering from loganonimosis.
Loganonimosis.
Where are you looking for? Do you think? Don't go and ask him. He doesn't know the word. Can't think of it.
Menkolek is Indonesian for tapping someone on the opposite shoulder to fool them.
Oh,
so I hate that.
That old doozy. I'm so glad you just told us you hate that.
I hate it.
Guess what?
That's not nice.
I don't hate it. I don't really hate anything.
Oh,
but
see, now you've
Rob, Rob, do you hate those?
What?
Nothing.
You men collect.
No, but seriously, those.
No, I'm not looking no more.
Oh, you can get them again.
Oh, actually, this one.
Trip
and
those
Vince.
Ones over there, Rob.
Trip and Vince.
Rob, those ones.
No, I'm not looking no more. Trip and Vince is German for a witty response that occurs to you too late.
Right, a Trumpy Vince. What?
A Trip and Vince. Is German for the witty response that occurs to you too late. We've all had them moments. Someone says something, they go away, and then 30 seconds later you think, why didn't
Vince.
I say that?
Top and Vince.
Because Sweden is going cashless, Swedish criminals...
What? Are they? I didn't know that's true.
You never
Swedish criminals...
Tell you what, if there's any Swedes listening, keep a krona in your back pocket.
Well,
my friends.
Swedish criminals have been reduced to stealing owls.
Once again, that's the thing. I'm not disputing the fact. I'm just saying.
I'm saying it's just rubbish.
It's just like, I mean, this is rubbish humanity is what I'm saying. If people are going, just stop stealing.
Don't steal.
You don't have to steal something just because you can't steal money.
Exactly.
Get a job. Do some community work, you know?
Now, these are ones.
Write some poems.
And then put them in a drawer.
Yeah.
These are ones about animals that someone's obviously had a think about and they've done a few bits and pieces.
I'll give you a little animal boost there. Okay. One second.
What's happening?
Turns out today's animal was cow.
It
could have been. But no, it turns out it was.
Alrighty. Oof.
Pheasants were.
Oof, did you say? Yes, I've got one of those as well.
Pheasants will stop attacking each other.
I've got pheasants next door to my house. What are you supposed to do with them?
Well,
shoot them.
They will stop attacking each other if you give them spectacles. So someone
just
stood there.
Just hang on. Just tie-ho there, tugboat. What?
Pheasants will stop attacking each other if you give them spectacles.
Because.
Okay. I don't know.
When you say give them spectacles, you mean if you run over and put spectacles on a pheasant.
I reckon Harry Potter.
You put glasses on a pheasant.
Yeah, Harry Potter glasses.
So we talked about monocles on animals last week, didn't we? But this is a whole different deal. And is it because they think spectacles are sophisticated?
Well, I'm sure that
a pheasant thinks it's above quite a few other game birds. Yeah. I mean, certainly a quail or a duck, a pheasant's going to feel, just with its beautiful plumage and just genuine gaminess.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be certainly sit above any of those more random, just, you know, domestic
birds. I think it's because they've probably got real bad eyesight.
I shouldn't
eyesight.
Say quails are domestic birds.
But then birds have got fantastic eyesight, because I know that, because I've been doing all this sort of stuff for ages now. That's that one.
So what's that? Do they just think it's fashionable?
Yeah, probably.
Or is it the same way that if you put a bucket on their head, they would stop fighting each other?
I think I want to see more of that.
Or you put shoes on them, they'd probably stop fighting each other as well. Yeah. Why do they want to... Well, just... Stop
waistcoats. Fun. I think waistcoats would be really good. And waistcoats and a monocle.
And a corncob pipe.
pardon me, hang on.
What about cross-country skis on a pheasant?
Yeah, could do. Or actually, Wellington boots, like gum boots.
Or just those cool, you know, like fairy wings, you know, that when girls go out and get really drunk at hens parties and put fairy wings on?
Maybe we should do that. Nenomatopa caterpillars hate being shouted at. But doesn't everything...
I was going to say, I think I know a few men about helping caterpillars.
Right, actually, I've got a few. I'm going to run through
Hold on, I want to know whether it's just those caterpillars.
Just those caterpillars. So someone's taking the trouble.
You can freedom call the shit out of a butterfly caterpillar.
Wouldn't care.
Wouldn't we toss his eat?
Right, how long have I got?
Tons of time.
Isabeluta is Icelandic for going for a drive and ending up with an ice cream.
No, Scandinavians must be taking the piss, I think.
Yeah.
Because that's just going for a drive and end up with an ice cream.
Yeah, but we haven't got that's what I mean, all these
words. What happens if you don't end up with an ice cream, you end up with a chocolate bar, or you end up with a Sally Lunn, or some toast?
Well, I mean, do you have to think
of a whole new word?
Yeah.
I suppose that's quite a good fun, isn't it?
In the last 100 years, the average size of a wine glass...
You end up with the measles or something, you come up with a word for that as well?
In the last 100 years, the average size of a wine glass has increased almost sevenfold. Is that true?
Sevenfold.
Don't look at the test when you say that.
That's true.
It's true.
It's true. QI don't lie.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Yeah. No. Great.
Denmark
hates. Not great.
My least. That's the least interesting fact.
Okay. Denmark hated the letter Q so much they abolished it in 1872.
Really?
How can you hate a letter?
That'll teach it, eh?
What did they change?
I don't know what I was thinking about.
What do they call their queen?
Ean.
You can start with... or with a K?
Yeah.
Ean. I feel like K could replace Q in lots of instances, right?
The king and keen.
Like quick. K-U-I-C. Quack.
Okay, I've got to do this one.
One more.
Grandpussing was a punishment in which sailors' hands were tied above their heads and buckets of water pulled down their sleeves.
That sounds awful.
What's it called?
No, but I was thinking about that. What crime must have you done? That sounds like the back in the day when they used to keel haul them. Grandpussing.
Do you know what P-U-S-S-I-N-G? Do you know what keel hauling is, Tess?
Yeah.
Keel hauling is so gnarly.
It's horrible.
So gnarly.
I don't
you'd rather be dunked and tried to see if you're a witch.
They drag them from one end of the boat to the underneath the boat.
Tie you around and pull you around. That is massively different to having cold buckets of water poured down.
So what have you done?
Pulled down your sailor sleeves.
Pulled down your sleeves. I was thinking about it. That's really horrible. But what have you done?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Just been cruel.
But that's like early waterboarding, I suppose. I had loads more, but we've run out of time.
I wonder if waterboarding is effective for the seagoing.
No, you probably don't have it all day.
Yeah.
All day long. All right, well, that's it.
Well, thank you, Rob.
Ladies and gentlemen, Rob Bullocks.
Thank you.
Can you Adam and Eva with Rob Bullocks?
She's undone her sea monster chain.
Thank you very much, my son.
Yoo-hoo!